and then they will start to diminish in the overnight hours tonight. Today's high up to about 82, so we're cooler today. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, nice day, comfortable, high in the upper 70s. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. Wednesday's a comfortable day, up around 80. A little warmer Thursday, mid-80s, and teetering close to 90 degrees by the time Friday arrives, leading to a hot Memorial Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 1300 block of Woodmere Drive. Authorities say a domestic altercation led to the shooting. Right now, no charges have been filed. The case will be presented to a Montgomery County grand jury for consideration. The Alabama Department of Public Health says 340 new coronavirus cases were reported Sunday, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to more than 11,770. Right now, at least 485 people have died. And the demolition of Smiley Court housing community is expected to begin today. Smiley Court has been vacant for several years. The Montgomery County Housing Authority submitted the application for demolition in 2017. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. And I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 with the goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And to note, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. So, most people are not going anywhere. There's going to be a staycation for a lot of folks. So if you want to have friends and or your family, extended family, over, I highly recommend the Sweet Creek Farm Market Boston, but $25 and it is spectacular. But you have to call 280 Farm, and reserve it and tell them what day you want to pick it up. Pick it up Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. If you tell them that you want it for Friday because you're going out of town, like to the lake or something like that, then just tell them that and see if they can make arrangements. But here's going to be the problem is that if you want it on Saturday and you haven't put your order in and he runs out, then he's got to order and cook it and you may miss the window. So if you want to get one, order it and get on the list and decide what time you want to pick it up. They also have the two slab of ribs, which are the St. Louis style ribs, for $25 for two. They're normally $18 apiece, making it $36. You get them for $25. They'll have the barbecue plates on Saturday and Monday. Just drive up and pick up and take out, and you're ready to go. I think those are $9. Barbecue, beans, slaw, dessert, the whole shooting match, and it is delicious. It's the best. It's rated the best barbecue in the river region. So take advantage of it. It's a great place to go. I was down there this weekend. A lot of festivities going on, and any caller can get in on that Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. This will be a great weekend to win that basket, folks. Great one. So get your name in. Don't jam me up on Friday. Let me go back to Trey Gowdy here and talks about his critics.
Obviously, Lindsey Graham's going to get some pushback from, you know, the president's supporters on this, because a lot of people look at these situations from the beginning and say no one has actually been held accountable. It's an enormous source of frustration for a lot of the president's supporters in this country. And, you know, they've also pushed back on you about that with not subpoenaing. Some of your colleagues have asked why you didn't subpoena more actively when you had the chance to do so. Do you have any regrets about that?
Martha, I was part of the investigations from the moment I got to Congress. I didn't volunteer for them. I was drafted for most of them. So you and I could have an entire hour on the mistakes I made. I was not the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Devin Nunes was, and he did a phenomenal job. Bob Goodlatte was the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and when it kicked up to him, I think he did a phenomenal job. So whoever thinks that I failed to issue subpoenas either doesn't understand the way Congress works or just wants to do a drive-by shooting, and I'm not running again, so I don't know what threat I pose to them, but there are plenty of things to criticize me for. Just don't pick the wrong one.
I like that. Okay, so he was getting a lot of criticism for getting there, and it's kind of everything was kind of put on him. And since he's a former prosecutor and very successful, he was kind of the investigative guy to work with Nunes and others, Daryl Issa. And so he had a lot on his plate, and he's going to basically tell us now the FBI was not being forthcoming. He's going to specifically talk about Ray. Listen to this.
One of the things that I remember you saying, you know, Congress doesn't have the power to prosecute. So, you know, that's one of the issues in terms of the role of Congress. But one other question for you, because I heard you talk about this in the back and forth. You talked about going to the FBI and getting, you know, assurances about certain things with regard to the Russia investigation, and then learning a lot more in documents that you were able to see at the Department of Justice that changed your mind about what you had heard originally in that briefing. And I thought that that was interesting. And it makes me wonder, when you look back at that discussion with Christopher Wray, do you think that he was misleading to you?
Well, there's no question what Devin and I were told in the briefings did not match up with the documents. So the mistake I made, which I will confess to, is believing the word of DOJ and FBI officials that came after Trump was elected. Let's be really clear about that. I wasn't in the room with Jim Comey and Peter Strzok. I was in the room with people that came after President Trump. I should have gotten the documents first. I'm glad I got them 3 weeks later.
I'm not asking about, you know, your actions. I'm really asking about Christopher Wray here, because, you know, if he was not forthcoming, and that then the documents revealed something separate, do you think that he's the person to be running the FBI?
I did not pick him. I will tell you this. The FBI told us that nothing happened before a certain date. The Trump campaign was not the target. Donald Trump was not the target. You go and look at that initiation report from Peter Strzok, and it mentions Trump campaign. That's when my mind switched. When I looked at the documents, it did not match up with the briefing that Devin and Paul and I received.
So is that Ray incompetence? Is Ray repeating something that somebody told him? I noticed that Barr today made a real point on Ray, and Ray made a real point on the great job that Bill Barr is doing and that they're cooperating and this kind of stuff. He must be feeling the drumbeats that are out there and trying to respond and keep his little booty safe there. Okay, Matt Whitaker, who we had on the show, was on this morning on Fox and Friends and was very, very good. Was it bad judgment or bad guys?
3 years ago this week, special counsel Robert Mueller launched his infamous investigation into Trump-Russia collusion claims. This is new evidence reveals that the top brass admitted to not having any evidence of collusion around that time. Here's more on what we've learned is the then acting attorney general during the investigation, Matthew Whitaker. He's the author of a brand new book, comes out tomorrow. It is called Above the Law, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. As you look back at this, who are the bad guys?
Well, the cover of the book has Jim Comey, Andy McCabe, and Peter Strzok, but I think there were many others that either made poor decisions or worse, and we're going to find out once John Durham's investigation comes back, and Bill Barr, I'm certain, is going to get to the bottom of this. But I think there were many people that either used poor discretion in judgment or, even worse, may have committed criminal acts.
On purpose?
Well, it sure looks like, based on what we're learning every day, maybe, you know, from the January 5th meeting that happened at the White House, from what we know Jim Comey did to cause the special counsel to be appointed, from Andy McCabe making Trump the target of an investigation without any evidence or predication for that investigation. I think we see a lot of actions that, to me, were not just bad judgment, but were probably worse than that.
Not necessarily bad judgment, probably worse than that. I love his voice. He's very... Mm-hmm. He has this very solid voice out here. Okay, so Matt Whitaker, were laws broken, and then he's going to be asked about Rosenstein.
Do you feel that laws were broken or just bent?
Well, there's no doubt in the examples of General Flynn and President Trump where there was improperly predicated or no evidence to start an investigation, that was for sure inconsistent with FBI policies and procedures, and it may have been worse. Again, this is what I think John Durham is going to fundamentally make a judgment call on is what was the motive for these investigations? Was it to do political? Mm-hmm. Was it an improper political attack, which is what it appears day by day more and more to be? You know, because, listen, you know, General Flynn and especially President Trump, there's no greater patriot. I mean, the president, I spent a lot of time with him. He loves America, and he's doing what's in his best interest. So to suggest that somehow, you know, he was compromised, I think was ridiculous at the time, and in the lens of history is even worse.
The bad guys, one name that you did not mention but has been mentioned is Rod Rosenstein. You were his boss. You were the acting attorney general. What about his role?
Well, Rod made several decisions. One was to appoint Bob Mueller in the first place based on Andy McCabe placing the president into the investigation. And he also, you know, there's these stories that talk about the 25th Amendment and applying that, and also, you know, sort of some of these other decisions that were made at the time before I was acting attorney general that I could never get real answers to. So, you know, I know Lindsey Graham is planning on having hearings. One of his witnesses is going to be the former deputy attorney general. And I think that's the American people need to hear the answers to those questions. Those are very important.
Okay. Let me kind of go in the Wayback Machine here. So Rosenstein and Sessions go over to the White House and give Trump a memo saying that here's why you should fire Comey. Comey's fired while he's out in California, comes back and basically leaves, and Andrew McCabe goes over to the White House and talks to the president. The president's saying to him, FBI agents are telling me they didn't like him and this kind of stuff, and McCabe in his book said that was not true. And then he went back to his office and opened up a direct investigation into Donald Trump, a direct investigation. Because why? He thought that Donald Trump was a Russian asset. Was there any evidence of that? No. But if you're hurting a Republican or you're a Democrat, evidence doesn't really matter. It's your thought process. But if you are accusing someone, how many times have you heard, and Donald Trump has no evidence of that?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back and he opens up the case. And Rosenstein should have been aware of that. So Rosenstein, I think, is going to be interesting. By the way, the hearings for Graham are supposed to be the first week of June, which is next week. Or no, the week after that, because we have, Monday is Labor Day, and so it will be the week after that.
And also the way it went down, just kind of on a personal relations level, when Rosenstein tapped Mueller to be special counsel, Jeff Sessions was not aware, Jeff Sessions' assistant was not aware, now he was recused. But still, it would be nice to, hey, this is what we're going to do, might be a nice heads up. And White House staff was not informed at all. Rosenstein just kind of pulled the trigger on this and then went over to the Democrats in Congress and said, I'm going to give Mueller free rein. Like, I mean, it was a very big, like, oh, I know I helped fire Comey, but, you know, still like me.
Right. And you remember the acceptance memo that we read to the audience that Rosenstein, you know.
Oh, scope memo.
Scope memo.
Yeah.
And so, and there's one person that's missing in that file, remember?
Yes.
That Paul Manafort and all the others, but there's one that's still blacked out.
Hmm.
And that was Rosenstein.
Hmm.
And there's some of that that's still blacked out.
Well, and honestly, if, you know, McCabe does it officially, I'm, you know, pulling out an investigation on Trump as our potential Russian asset. But if Comey had been honest in that January 6th briefing, oh, by the way, it's not just the salacious material in this dossier. We've also opened up a massive counterintelligence investigation on members of your campaign. And because it is your campaign, you essentially really are under investigation. Not criminally, Mr. President, but counterintelligence, because we think you and your campaign were working with the Russians.
I'm wondering if that was the reason that they gave him, because the campaign and Trump directly was being investigated now because of that he may be a Russian. I mean, just the fact that they thought he was a Russian asset. Did they think Jeff Sessions was a Russian asset?
Right.
These are supposed to be some pretty smart guys. Not necessarily. I tell you, Joey, too much. Can't wait till 2 weeks from now. Going to be back after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Fox Tomorrow. Words can't begin to describe the two-night season finale of TV's biggest show. But we'll try.
Epic.
Fierce.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Legendary.
Get ready for the Masked Singer finale that will knock everyone's masks off.
The winner is...
It's the two-night season finale of The Masked Singer.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understands these are extraordinary times and that many families are experiencing hardship. Many in our local community are out of work, facing career decisions. The automotive industry has been deemed an essential business. And because of this, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers has remained open for all your service and repair needs. In a time when many are cutting back on employees, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers continues to hire hardworking men and women in the Montgomery area. As one of America's premier automotive service companies, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers is offering full-time employment, including top pay with overtime, as well as a great benefits package, including 401k, Blue Cross Blue Shield, paid holidays, paid vacation, and no Sundays. If you found yourself financially burdened due to a layoff, or just looking to start a new career, come join the team of automotive professionals at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. Apply in person at our Perry Hill location. That's 1001 Perry Hill Road, next to Family Dollar.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, guys, Weekway Farm Market. Rachel's going to go down there. Got a text from her saying, getting the Boston butt going to feed the multitudes out there. That a girl. Let me tell you something, folks. For $25, you cannot beat that. It's a great, great deal. Go get some big family bag of potato chips. Make sure you get the pickles. He's going to give you the barbecue sauce. Get some buns, some slaw, and cook your own baked beans. And you are in business, and you're going to feed a bunch of people. Okay, so Matt Whitaker, back with him. Several things here. He's going to talk about the Obama connection in the January 5th meeting. Now, we've interviewed him. Hopefully, we're going to have him back fairly soon. Trying to fire off an email to them now. But one thing I was telling Joey off mic is, listen, now that we've met him and we've been listening to him, don't you think that he knows something already about this? Listen in.
What about the president of the United States who, in an interview with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend, said that Barack Obama, if he didn't direct what was going on, he knew everything that was going on? From what you've seen, does that seem accurate?
It does. I mean, we hear about this January 5th meeting that's now it looks like everybody, including Obama and Biden, were not only briefed on it, but had known about the investigation into General Flynn and probably the entire contours of the Russian collusion investigation before that meeting happened. And, you know, I think that's improper, obviously, for President Obama to not only be briefed, but, you know, Joe Biden in his interview with Good Morning America suggested that the decision was made to pursue the investigation at that meeting. So I think that, you know, that seems very improper to me. We're going to learn a lot more. And again, some of these folks, and especially in the media that are asking Joe Biden questions, need to ask him specifically who directed that investigation into General Flynn, and why did they do it?
He brings up a good point. So he said he knew about the investigation, and was it the January 5th meeting that he knew about the investigation? He had to know about the investigation because it he had to ask for the unmasking, but he had to go in and do it call specific. So the date he asked is the 12th, which is the article. But he didn't say, give me all Mike Flynn's stuff.
Right.
He had to give me XYZ call on this date. And how did he know that?
Right.
I think Matt Whitaker's going to be an interesting guy to out there in the ether. And I just have this real sense that he has, there's a lot of stuff he sees that's going on, but you can tell when things start pinging around, and I've certainly felt that right before the unmasking happened, the release of the names. And I think by the time we get to the end of this week, I think the volume's going to start really ratcheting up again.
And just to remind folks a crucial fact about Matt Whitaker, he is the first guy, because Sessions recused on the Russia case, Rosenstein's essentially running that operation. Sessions fully resigns, has left the administration. Whitaker is the first guy. He's now back in charge, and he's not recused from Russia. He can actually look into what they're doing.
Right.
And I wonder what he knows because of that, especially whether it's Rosenstein or other facts.
And he's the guy, by the way, folks, when you see Jeff Sessions leave, he is the guy who's walking Jeff Sessions out, shaking his hand when he gets into the car. And from everything I've gotten, and he's going to refer to, I knew Durham, and Jeff Sessions has done that. He had hired, right, gotten Durham to work on a special thing. Matt Whitaker was there during that time.
He is saying Sessions' praises, and he, I think that, what is it, like a chair ceremony? Like they present the chair that you had, and it was a lot of praise for Jeff Sessions as he was leaving.
He really was. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard.
Hey, Daniel, listen, I've got a real quick question, and I'm that kid that upsets the class by asking something off topic, but I need either you or some of our listeners to help me to understand why the governor of Michigan will not allow people to plant gardens. I mean,
she's a bitch.
Right. Well, yeah, that was it. And I was going to qualify that, but I didn't think you'd go there. Aside from the obvious.
Let me tell you what, the more I hear her speak and the crazier things she said, I mean, she's back. She's doing the Nazi emblems and Confederate flags again.
Right. So everybody that wants to garden in Michigan is a Nazi.
Like, exactly. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, and what that does is it flies in the face of our history. I remember my parents talking about their victory garden and how hard they had to work as children, teens and young adults during the war, you know. And, I mean, come on. What is more American than planting a little garden plot? I mean, what violence is going to be begotten out of that? Is it the hoe and the... shovel? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. You may be singing Zippity Doodah when you're planting and your germs may be spread. Look, she was supposed to have a press conference, and I never saw it come up on the screen, where she was allegedly going to loosen some of the restrictions today. Let me tell you what, I cannot believe that this lady was even being considered for vice presidential nominee.
I mean, it's like,
Stacey Abrams all the way.
Choose her. I mean, what better way to guarantee your utter defeat than to choose Frau Brücker to do this, man? I mean, that's just, it's got to, every time you say her name, the horses get upset.
He's good. He's good.
Yeah.
Ovaltine.
Yeah. There you go.
I love it. I don't have the answer to the garden question because... it didn't make any sense to me.
Well, you know, Daniel, it's the little things that make a big difference, and sometimes it helps us to understand the big things when we understand the wee things that people major on. And there's something dark and sinister in my mind.
Let me tell you.
I know there are Amish people in that state, man, and I know that they've got little gardens. I mean,
people misunderstand Michigan. They think, they look at Detroit, and they think that's Michigan. No. That is not Michigan. When you go to Grosse Pointe, Grosse Ile, and you get into the middle part of Michigan, just south of Lansing, you're out in the middle of nowhere. I mean,
Beaverton Dale. I've been up there. Yeah,
It is in the middle of nowhere. And
that's right.
People totally misunderstand. You know, I've done Grand Rapids, Lansing, Detroit, but I've driven to all those places from each of them. I did the Ford Museum. I did 1980 convention, And then we did a speech in Lansing, which Lansing's not too good, but it's a state that you just don't think Detroit. It's kind of a mountain man state almost. It's certainly lumberjack state.
Yeah, and all they need is a southern accent, man, and you'd think you were in rural Alabama in a lot of those places. You know, I've been up there, and the Amish people are splendid, man. If you want some good food, go visit their little shops. But I was just appalled. I mean, I still cannot, for the life of me, go, what are we growing, anthrax here? I mean, what's the deal?
Well,
the
state does have a little bit of a drinking problem, added to that.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Just the Kid Rock video that he did in the song, singing Sweet Home Alabama. That is Michigan. Is Michigan.
Yeah. It is.
Well, see, I shouldn't have asked you. I probably need to go ahead and ask Ted Nugent what the problem is. But I don't know if I could take the tirade from him that would come. You know, that would be like busting a dam onto a populated valley.
Have we heard Kid Rock weigh in on the governor? I can't think of anything he said.
Last time I saw him do the Rona crisis, he was actually talking about his restaurant in Tennessee, one of them. And he spends time down here, too. So, I don't know. I haven't heard anything, any headlines about Kid Rock since all that.
Oh, boy. You guys have been helpful. And if any listeners can chime in on that, I'm sure somebody knows why this despot will not allow people to plant a garden. If we could get to the root of that, I think it would answer a lot of our questions.
East, great telephone call, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Getting on a break, we're late. Coming back. We're after this.
Afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm tired of the insurance companies telling me where I'm supposed to get my prescriptions filled. They don't know anything about me.
I know. We got a letter in the mail from the insurance company saying because of the coronavirus threat, they want me to use a mail order pharmacy. A mail order pharmacy? Maybe it's their preferred pharmacy, not mine.
Adams Drugs has been taking care of us for many years, so I'm not going to change now. They have continued to be accessible for me during these uncertain times with a virus threat. They're very dependable, too. I've used mail order in the past, and it is so unreliable.
Mail order is just so impersonal, too. I cannot get the trusted service and support like Adams Drugs gives me day in and day out. Adams will deliver my prescriptions to my house and will even bring them to me curbside if I need them to.
Don't let the insurance companies dictate where you get your prescriptions filled. Depend on Adams Drugs, a trusted local pharmacy for your prescription and healthcare needs. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the locations nearest you. Adams Drugs, our family serving your family since 1962.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or they insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump defending his administration's coronavirus response on Twitter and blasting former President Barack Obama.
Writing, we have done a great job on ventilators, testing, and everything else. We're left little by Obama. Over 11 million tests and going up fast, more than all countries in the world combined. President Trump on Sunday dismissed his predecessor as grossly incompetent.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. Coronavirus tests in the U.S. now over 90,000. Democrats are calling for an investigation into President Trump's firing of a State Department inspector general.
The House Foreign Relations Committee is investigating the dismissal of Steve Linnick, the State Department's watchdog, who is reportedly looking into Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for using an employee to run personal errands. President Trump says he no longer has confidence in Linnick.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, will continue in the forecast tonight before ending later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, nice day, comfortable, high in the upper 70s to around 80. A sun and cloud mix will be in the upper 50s on Tuesday night. A comfortable day Wednesday, high near 80. Warmer Thursday, high in the mid-80s. And I think we'll be near 90 on Friday as the big Memorial Day weekend begins. From the Blue Auto Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. The Pensacola Naval Air Station shooter, they were able to crack the code on the phone. I think they already got it. It's in the drawer, and they open that. The way to do that. And what they said is that he was dealing with, in touch with Al-Qaeda before he even came to the United States. And then the last time he was talking to him was right before he went in and shot up Naval Air Station in Pensacola. I know. I have to rethink that one. A little tighter security there?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to Matt Whitaker treating Republicans differently than they treat Dems.
The president also said that if he were a Democrat, not a Republican, and this had happened to a Democrat by a Republican administration, that everybody would have 50-year prison terms. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, this is one of the things as a lawyer I know very well is to not speculate on the facts. But I think the president is right in his sentiment. I think if, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, that it would have been in very different. You know, this should never happen to any president, whether Republican or Democrat. And that's one of the things I talk about in this book, is to make sure that this does not happen. It is a formula to make sure it doesn't happen, to return the Department of Justice to regular order and the proper predication of investigations, mm-hmm. and making sure that the higher-ups don't put their thumb on the scale, whether it's the president, whether it's the attorney general, whether it's the director of the FBI. We need to make sure that these investigations run the way every other investigation runs, so that we don't have improper political influence like we did in the Russian collusion investigation.
That way, Matt. Spot on with that one. Let's do one more Matt Whitaker, then we'll go to Duke. It's going to be talking about, well, it's going to talk about his book, but then he's going to ask the question. It's kind of short. Will people go to jail?
The book that comes out tomorrow, Above the Law, you've got a unique point of view because you were actually the acting attorney general when this was going on.
It's my personal experience for the 18 months I spent in the Trump administration, and it's also, I think, a historical account of what happened and why it happened and how we can make sure it never happens again.
Exit question. Do you feel that after Mr. Durham comes out with his report, anybody's going to wind up going to jail?
You know, I think John Durham is probably approaching those decisions, and I know that he has more evidence and information than any of us have. He's been able to go not only interact with foreign intelligence services, but also do a deep dive across the entire United States government. And I think if anybody's going to turn over every rock, it's John. I worked personally with him on another investigation when I was chief of staff, and I know him to be very thorough. And if anybody can be held accountable, he will. And I know Bill Barr fully supports him and his efforts, and I know they're putting all the resources necessary to get to the bottom of it.
That sounds like he knows something to me. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are y'all today?
Duke, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You mentioned that terrorist real quick. Apple wouldn't cooperate with unlocking the phone. Why do you think that is?
Well, if they do, then people's confidence that Apple's security system has been compromised would be pretty high, and so they're doing it because they pride themselves that you can't, you know, the security system on their phone is very high.
Okay, that was just a question I had because I saw it this morning on Fox, and it just didn't make sense that, you know, they should, you know, not cooperate in a little bit, but.
Well,
anyway,
they have a brand, and they have several phones that are up to standards. You know, it wasn't long ago that the Apple phone only had a four-digit code, which you could run a lot of iterations through there and get that even if it blanked itself out. But the way they stepped it up and the way they did it, the new security system is much improved, I understand, from talking to people who know about those things.
I get it. I got you. Well, I won't. Oh, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
What do you think?
It's 8-8.
You know, one day he's going to tell us a different number.
One of these days.
Duke, I want you to have a great day, my friend.
Loving the show. All right. Bye-bye.
So we have plenty of running room to the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and go out, do our break so we can hit everything, get the everything finished out. Be back right after this.
In your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Since World War I, the poppy has been a symbol of remembrance, and this Memorial Day in historic downtown Prattville, Hanson Fine Art and Pottery will display 1,000 handmade ceramic poppies for 1 week to honor our fallen military heroes. This outdoor art exhibit will be a moving tribute to those who gave all, and you can participate by sponsoring a poppy in memory of a loved one. Visit AlabamaPoppyProject.com or call Julianne Hanson Fine Art and Pottery at 334-301-0336 for more information.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month with a safe, contact-free installation. Their techs will call in advance, leave equipment at your door, and talk you through the process. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
And girls, okay, let's pick back up and try to stretch this out for the final segment here. Andrew McCarthy is going to be talking about the 302s, and remember, the 302s are the account of an FBI agent interviewing someone, and it's the notes that come from that. Listen to what he has to say.
The White House calling for missing 302 documents relating to the Michael Flynn case as the Obama administration faces scrutiny over their unmasking efforts. But our next guest says the real story is when Flynn wasn't masked in the first place. Here to explain, columnist for the National Review, Fox News contributor, and overall really smart person, Andy McCarthy. Break this down for us. This 302, where is it and how meaningful is it?
302s are the Bureau's report of interview. They follow a practice that really lends itself to manipulation and worse. And it's because the process they follow may have made sense in like the 60s and 70s, but with the technology we have today, there's no reason they can't just record the interview electronically. Mm-hmm. And then there wouldn't be any debate or dispute over what the witness said. Instead, they have this practice where, you know, one agent leads the questioning, another one is the witness and writes the notes. And then within 5 days, which itself can be too long of a time, they're supposed to get together, use their notes and their memory, and write down what the witness said, which already shows that it's, you know, number one, hearsay, and number two, they have a motive to tighten up the case, right? So
yes,
you're not going to get a verbatim transcript. What happened in Flynn's case is it looks like they probably did write a report, or at least a draft of a report, on the day that they did the interview, January 24th. But the actual 302 is not completed until 3 weeks later. And we know, because of the text, for example, between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, that this thing went through major revisions and edits.
And they can't find the original one. And we know that from Lisa Page's text that she helped edit this whole thing. And particularly when she was saying this is worthless. Was it worthless to an end goal that they had? I think so. Staying with Andrew McCarthy on the 302's revisions and corrections.
So
how does the testimony go through revisions and edits?
Pete, it's because they don't record it. So, you know, they looked at it, somebody wrote it, and they said, gee, we don't like how that came out. So one guy edits it, and then the next person, Lisa Page, says to Strzok, what a piece of garbage you gave me. And Strzok says to her, you should have seen it when I got it. So, you know, who knows how many iterations there are of this thing, but whether it's representative of what Flynn actually said by the end is questionable. And then the other thing, Pete, that you have to bear in mind is the agents who interviewed him didn't think he lied. So that's like the cherry on top.
So do we ever get the truth? Can we unpack the layers of how they manipulated this to get to the truth?
Well, here's why I think, Pete, that what Attorney General Barr did was really smart. He appoints to review this debacle of a case the United States Attorney for St. Louis, Jeff Jensen, who not only is a well-regarded prosecutor, but was an FBI agent for 10 years. Hmm. So I think if anybody could get down to the bottom of what may still be in their system, it's Jensen. But we don't have it yet.
Could be who? Jensen? Jensen?
Yeah.
Yeah, those names are popping back up. Let's try to get Andy Biggs, congressman from Arizona, moving into leadership roles here. He's going to be talking about actions against China, and Navarro opens it up, but there's something going on here.
The virus was spawned in Wuhan province. Patient zero was in November. The Chinese, behind the shield of the World Health Organization, for 2 months hid the virus from the world and then sent hundreds of thousands of Chinese on aircraft to Milan, New York, and around the world to seed that. They could have kept it in Wuhan. Instead, it became a pandemic. So that's why I say the Chinese did that to America.
The White House trade advisor right there, Peter Navarro, accusing China directly of purposely misleading other nations about the severity of its coronavirus outbreak, as Beijing is reportedly threatening sanctions now for Republican lawmakers who are outspoken critics. So let's go to one of those Republican lawmakers, Congressman Andy Biggs. Peter Navarro said directly that China used air travel to seed the virus in the early stages, a pretty heavy charge. What are you going to do about it?
Well, there are a number of things that we can do, and I think, first of all, is the lawsuit permission that is in legislation sponsored in the House right now. That is appropriate. I also think we need to go back and take a look at pre-Clinton-era prohibited sales and transfers policy and list that we had. That's important. We've basically built up China's economy, given them advanced rocket telemetry, given them a blue water navy. We've given them a middle class. And that's been done from everything from our tech transfer to IP theft on the part of China. There are things we can do, and I think going back to that list is one. The president's talked about tariffs. That's another issue that might be addressed. I think we can also provide incentives to bring our supply chain manufacturing back to the United States. All of those are important.
Yeah, let me tell you something. The way this thing is starting to feel, I think something really is going to happen here. And the question is, how is China going to react to that? It better not just be us. It better be a whole bunch of people involved in this thing, particularly Europe and Australia. So Biggs on WHO trying to rewrite history. Listen to the head of WHO.
There's also a question of what to do with the World Health Organization. You heard Peter Navarro there saying that China used the shield of the World Health Organization to get away with lying to the world. And yet the chief of the World Health Organization a few moments ago claimed that they were the ones sounding the alarm early on. Take a listen. I'll give you a chance to respond.
WHO sounded the alarm early, and we sounded it often.
Yeah.
We notified countries, issued guidance for health workers within 10 days, and declared global health emergency, our highest level of alert, on the 30th of January. At the time, there were less than 100 cases and no deaths outside China.
Are they just trying to rewrite history here?
I think they are. The word and reports I've seen is that the World Health Organization had information as early as November, and they kept it and suppressed it. And that helped the pandemic spread within China. China was not, of course, releasing that information even into their internal public. And there was no prescription on sending people out on airplanes. It was in January when places like Taiwan started shutting down travel between China and Taiwan, which is just 80 miles off China. So I think that he's rewriting history there.
The question comes, is was the travel intentional? You look at our numbers are higher per population than anybody else's. And was there an intention of doing that and hitting large geographic high density population focus? Now they're saying there could be have been 40,000 people from China that could have been going to New York area. Let's hit one more with Andy Biggs talking about cutting the funding to World Health Organization.
The President of the United States, as you know, has threatened to cut off funding to the World Health Organization because of all of this. Our own Tucker Carlson got his hands on a document a few nights ago that suggested maybe the administration was going to at least give the World Health Organization some money under pressure from the president's critics, who say that in the middle of a pandemic, you should not cut off this money. There are now reports emerging this morning that the president may be dug in and is going to cut off the funding to the World Health Organization. Where is the House Republican leadership on this? Is the World Health Organization getting new money from American taxpayers or not?
People that I associate with in Congress, I don't know where leadership is, but I know that people I associate with, my echo chamber, if you will, we're for not giving any more money to the World Health Organization. The leader of the World Health Organization, we think, has got major problems. We think he worked with the Chinese government to suppress dissemination of information. We think there is adequate evidence so far. We think there'll be more evidence coming out to support that. We don't think you should be giving any money to the World Health Organization.
I think that the whole thing was a ruse of that he was going to reestablish funding at the China level. I think that was somebody threw that out there to see if they could prompt him to react or do it. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
I'm in contact with Matt Whitaker's office now, and we're looking at Tuesday of next week. They're trying to confirm it with him.
Great.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budeau the Great, he's next. Adios.